Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, yesterday, Johannesburg City Mayor Dada Morero survived a vote of no confidence, which was sponsored by the DA. In the morning, Action SA had come out saying that they will not be supporting the ANC in this vote. And in fact, this is what Action SA had to say.
There are serious governance issues in the city of Johannesburg relating to the extension and acting arrangements in perpetuity of questionable characters in the city of Johannesburg. The announcement of a bomb squad without the consultation of any other political parties in the council. And these are all issues that we have conveyed to the ANC today about why it is we cannot vote to defend Dada Morero. We have conveyed to the ANC that we believe that the problem is Dada Morero and not the ANC. We are working with the ANC very well in the city of Tshwane, where we are in coalition. And in Ekurhuleni, where we aren't in coalition, we are finding a mayor who is engaging in consulting. So we've been at pains to point out to the ANC that this is not an act of hostility against the party. It is just simply the fact that Action SA cannot vote to defend this mayor.
Now, we didn't know exactly what that meant until the time for a vote came. Because as you hear from Belmont there, right, they're working very well together in the city of Tshwane. And they're also working very well together in the city of Tshwane, right? There's two things. If I am your ally, Mpo, and I'm your friend, it's one thing for me to turn my back on you.
Yeah.
It's another thing to turn my back on you and go side with the enemy. Right? So when you're signed for a vote, Action SA didn't necessarily side with the DA. They just chose to abstain.
Yeah.
So the vote tally ended up being 144 saying nay, because obviously they were proposing a vote of no confidence. So they were saying no. And then Action SA abstained with their 43 votes. And then the yay from the DA side ended up being 77 votes. When you look at it, even if Action SA had voted with the DA, Dada Morero would have survived anyway. So this is a very strong message just to say, hey, we are unhappy with what's happening in the city of Johannesburg. However, we are not going to drive the knife into your back.
Yeah. And I think that was, if we're being honest, that was probably the better move to make as opposed to actually voting with the DA. Because if you are already saying, listen, in other spheres, we do work well together. It's just that here, things are not working out. The last thing we want is to create enemies where we shouldn't be having any enemies, because we might need you in the future.
Now, this is where we come in. Because we have no friends, we have no enemies, and we're not going to need you. I can tell you right now, Dada Morero better, right? We do deserve a better mayor. And I, for one, I actually hoped that they would take him out yesterday. Fundo?
Hey, I'm scared of the we.
I'm speaking for myself, baby.
Yes, I'm taking it as probably comrade language. You know how they say,
no,
we are happy.
No, I'm talking about the citizens.
So we is you.
So me, citizens, except Mpundo.
Citizen Dlomo.
Yeah.
Okay, for me.
Everybody in my household.
Okay, Mr. Dlomo. No, for me, honestly, I think the ANC, insofar as the decision that Action SA took, I think the Joburg ANC would probably hold a different view and say, no, they actually knew that we're going to survive. So they decided to abstain. But honestly, Sasabonde Manganya yesterday, that's the regional secretary of the ANC here in Johannesburg, stated that Action SA from the onset has been very problematic. For one, they joined their coalition saying they wanted to stabilize the city. But Sasabonde says at every turn, Action SA has not voted with them. So they said it's been a very problematic relationship from the onset. So they said earlier that we're not surprised that they hold these views, that they're going to either vote with the Democratic Alliance or abstain. But they felt they had at least more than 140, so they were going to get off the other line. So I think maybe Action SA deciding to abstain here would be viewed by the ANC as just having known that nothing would have happened anyway. So that relationship is probably still going to unravel.
So what do you think? Are you satisfied with the outcome?
No, I'm not, bro. Somebody, I mean, who's lived and been in inner Joburg, it's getting worse by the day. Even when you drive through, it's getting worse. I'm not happy at all, man. Joburg deserves better. You know, I mean, Dada Mary came out. Remember when he came out, one of his first speeches was, "I'm not even making any promises." He said something like that. And
no, he didn't say that. He said, hey, his words were, "You must temper your expectations." No, guys. No, wait. Hold on. That's a wise thing to say as a leader. That's a wise thing to say. Don't come out here and promise heaven and earth. So just come out and say, "Hey, man, as more energy."
Wait, were you hoping to
don't have unrealistic expectations?
Under promise and over deliver.
But look now. You see, now you're not disappointed because one chela.
No, but you
imagine if he came out and said, "Hey, yeah, I'm gonna clean the city." You'd be like, "Dada."
No, but if he said that and we actually saw him make an effort and fail in making an effort. I mean, look at in Pretoria, Unasipi Moya. She became a mayor a few months after Utara Murera. And it's not even just PR machine. She's on the ground doing the work. And
it's because their party is called Action, you see. They take action.
I am the Tata Zion.
Dada man. Dada man. So let us know.
Guys, man. He's everywhere.
That's funny, but nowhere at the same time.
No.
Give us a shout. Are you satisfied as a citizen with the outcome of yesterday's motion of no confidence?
For me, that was a cowardice move by the Action XA. You can't say that you are unhappy about the mayor and after that you abstain. That is just a cowardice move. Have some balls of fortitude and say we are bad and then we'll vote for the motion, not by abstaining.
Well, abstaining is also a political statement.
Outside of that, you already knew that even if you vote,
it's not going to make a difference.
It's not going to make a difference.
And then when they come for you in Tswana, for example, now the ANC is like payback time because it's about egos, exactly. Not even about is the person doing the job or not.
Yes.
Ay, magahambe, magahambe, yo, ay, uzengenye, lo tata more. You know, as a citizen of staying in Joburg for 24 years, I've never seen any changes in that city. It's getting worse. It's even, I live in Ekurhuleni, same story. Ay, kona, magahambe. Bye.
And here's the thing about ineptitude, by the way. It's nothing personal, right? Mm-hmm. As a person, I'm sure Dada's a great guy. As a mayor, that's why he's horrible. And that's all we're saying.
I mean, I long for when he said that they must train foreigners, cops,
I mean, I'm going to say, bring back Uncle Herm. Because I kill you, Mo, that is not doing it, eh? It's not. Shouldn't have survived the vote, and they must just bring back. Actually, the same is that they must just push for Uncle Herm to come back, one way or the other. Because look what's happening in Pretoria. Pretoria is clean and back to being safe. Come on, people. Nah, man. This is not it.
Actually, the same must just be the mayor's party.
But was it not the very same people who were complaining that Uncle Herm was just doing too much? He was in a
But we didn't know. But we didn't know, Witty, what was awaiting us. Yeah. You know, sometimes you can be in a situation. That's why there's a term called from frying pan into the fire.
Oh, yes.
You think the situation is bad. Until later, you're like, yay.
Gandhi.
Buga manje, nzopato Helen Zila manje. So it was better that you have Uncle Herm.
Ah, guys, we need change and we need action. But as in the reason when it comes to my mayor, I can never sense it. I don't know. I'm not happy to choose. Ah, guys, we need change. Like, serious. My papa was telling him the money.
Hi, Dada Morero. Kokelinto Zaku. He was Shalelekai. I'm forward to. Watata, my foreign, drop any. I'm a foreigner. Kimi Kuku Pagati, I'm a building. Oh, Funobaleta, Elufe. Flay off, and yet God, the Sapalisi Zindula, as is told, we as South Africans, Tinesa voter. As I speak in 24 years, Napalisi RTP House, Dololo. I work for the city of Johannesburg. I don't qualify for a bond, I don't qualify for RTP. Hello, what's going on, people?
Eish.
Yo, guys, my name is Uncle Herm as the mayor, bro. This data guy, yo, you know Uncle Herm's term, the city was so clean, like you wouldn't find people just loitering around, people just having things all over the place, the streets were clean. Yo, I missed that time, man. Yo, he was cleaning up, man. He had some order in place.
You know, guys, for me, this was an opportunity for the ANC to be accountable. Because if you think about it, next year we have the local government elections. What's going to happen then? What I think the ANC should have done was to recall Dada or say, okay, maybe let's have a smaller than nothing thing and say, listen, guys, we're going to remove Dada, but we're going to put another ANC mayor who will work. Because the problem is that Dada doesn't work and he's definitely not coming back after next year's elections. That much I can promise you.
Yeah, you're talking about elections. This morning, we've got Tumsani in Davidson.
Morning, see the world.
Yeah,
bro. The thing I can say is I'm disappointed in most of the mayors for the past 8 years, Kenneth being the exception. Have you been in Hillbrook? Like, now, I prefer Ugyo Shala. Remember when you grew up, we used to say, go to a flat, that place is literally being run by our foreigners. Mind the location, Manga to Echoes, who applied by Para. Automatically, you will Para Echoes, you will be away in it. So, like, what's happening? I'm disappointed
that Yeah, so I hear you, but we also need to be fair in our criticism in that some of the problems that the city of Johannesburg is faced with are structural problems, right? A mayor can do very little about some of those things. If a country is governed in such a way that people are flocking to certain cities to look for better employment opportunities, a mayor can't do anything about that. Some of the problems that you speak of, for example, why Hillbrow has become this way, this far precedes Dada Morero's tenure. This has been going on for decades. And so you need to blame the right people for some of the problems as well.
What do we say about the party, let's say the ANC, seeing that their mayor from their own party is not participating and they still vote him in? It means they are satisfied with him giving us the bare minimum services.
Or he's a placeholder until the local general elections, and then they're going to put in the mayor that they believe in.
Asiqalenjela utata Murewa waseqaleni makengena wathi ufuna ukufaka amaphoyisa wama foreigners. So obviously, what do we expect from that mentality yomuntu? Okusho khona ukuthi thina as citizens base South Africa akanandaba nathi, into ayifunayo yile ayifuna kuyenza. Yazi, I'm so disappointed ukuthi nje has won. I wish this guy angaphuma asishiye phansi ngoba ayikho nje into asenzelayo neJoburg. Kungcole, it's filthy, dirty, and inkunzi banjwe every day. They are in the comfort zone. Obviously utata Murono mangathi ambheka kahle ufana nama Nigerian.
No, man, come on. We can't condone comments like that. But what I will say is this. If we say Dada Marere must be removed, then who must come in and replace him? Because they almost gave you Kwame Lokamanda again. You see?
So far, we are struggling in terms of a mayor in Joburg. Hey, I work in Parktown and I spend most of the time passing Joburg or going to Joburg. Yo, I don't know, guys. It's like, yo, it's terrible. It's terrible. If you know Joburg, it's very terrible. So it means now you need a hard-handed person to be a mayor in Joburg, to fix that place. You need a better person with moral and values. These people don't have moral and values. And you need a person that's financially stable also, like Babu Herman Mashaba. He's financially stable, so he never saw a reason Ogo Talibelenji at Super Nintos estate. But Baba Morero, I know Magayo Relaxa Nani Abona Sadekaya, then she look at Fuspega, the better candidate.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.